Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello. Our topic today, as we continue through the Entrepreneur A to Z, and we are at the C's, we're going to talk about certifications. Specifically, certifications for small business, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and veteran-owned businesses. These are special designations, and there is special money, programs, opportunities, just access for these groups that have been set aside because of, for both historical reasons, even for current events, the fact of when you're starting out, when you're new, when you're small, you are sometimes competing against very large corporations. And this helps balance the playing field because you may have everything that it takes to provide products and services, but because there may have been long-standing relationships or just a history, you don't readily get noticed. And the government, there's no reason why to feel that you are getting some type of handout when you apply and when you leverage minority and women-owned certifications or veteran-owned certifications, all those various classifications. It's just a chance to give everyone a leg up, an opportunity, an exposure. But when you get to the table, you still got to compete. You still got to show that what you have provides value and provides the quality and quantity that is needed. So you're still performing. And so you should take advantage of applying for these certifications. Find out which ones apply to you. Find out what the rules are. And sometimes it's so important to find out what the rules are even before you form your corporation, your organization, because it may impact, it may help you rethink and strategize how you want to create your organization. For example, do you want to be a nonprofit versus a for-profit? If you are a husband and wife team, you might want to make sure that your wife might be the predominant owner. The 51% at the very least is what is necessary to get that women-owned designation. And not to try to take advantage, again, falsely take advantage of the rules, but just leveraging every angle that you rightly qualify for. In another situation, let's say that the husband is a veteran and a minority, maybe that weighs into more of the strategy and your target audience. And so you may want to have the husband and the husband-wife team be the majority owner. So there's things to think through, talk through, think about your strategy and your positioning, you know, so that you have that, give yourself as many advantages as possible. I myself am part of, let me just get into some specifics. I'm part of the WENC, the Women Owned Small Business and Enterprise Certification Program. And I'll be quite transparent. It took me 2 years. The WBENC stands for the Women Business Enterprise National Council. There are various different organizations that you can go through. And one of the best places for advice on this is the SBA, the Small Business Association. They can point you into what direction to go. I went in as a enterprise versus a small business because I was in a couple of different industries. And that took a little extra legwork and paperwork. And I will tell you, in all honesty, it can be a little bit painful. A lot of us don't, you know, aren't in love with paperwork and the, you know, different hoops that you, it may feel like you have to jump through to prove yourself to, for these different designations, but it is worth it. You know, it's for the most part, it's usually a one time you do it up front. Get those things locked in. There usually is a monetary investment. I want to say all in all, I might have spent maybe $500. There were some things that needed to be proven that, number one, I will say, was worth it, not just for the designation, but in the long term of running your business. For example, getting your Dun & Bradstreet number, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to the D's, but that's kind of getting an identifier that allows your business to have its own credit scoring. And for there to be accountability as far as your financial books and documentation. And so that was necessary for the women-owned certification, but it's something that I need and will use even in the future. Another thing is that there are requirements for having your books, for having a P&L statement, profit and loss statement. And as a business, you need to have one. You need to know what one is. Being able to go back and show your tax statements. So it really is, as much as it wasn't as much just proving that I was a woman that had a business, it was also proving that I was a legitimate business. Because what that designation is then is vouching for you. When someone sees that designation, they know that you have your paperwork in order because you've gone through the certification process. And if not, you've gotten with an organization that will coach and train and provide you mentors to get you in that position. The one thing that was also interesting is for some of these designations, I had to have been up and running and provide paperwork for anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And so for some brand new entrepreneurs, that may seem a long way off, but I would say that you are in a great position because you don't want to start this application process and then find out the things that you need to have in place. Know what designations you're going to go for, know what their requirements are, and then start from the very beginning, having your paperwork and your documentation. And so for you, the application process should be a breeze because you got a heads up and you were already in that mindset when you started your business versus again, backing into it. So it's an important topic. Please visit the Small Business Administration, the SBA. It's a wealth of information. They guide you through this. and even help you prioritize. And once really you get your paperwork in order, it's easy to apply, especially if you have multiple designations. Don't sleep on any of them. Each of them provide different benefits. And the fact that our government has set aside tax dollars for these different designations, you should take full advantage of them. It's everything from learning opportunities to just access to funding, having access to federal contracts, ongoing learning programs, and just even assistance, getting a mentor and a coach free. Again, free in the sense that your tax dollars have paid for it, and continue to pay for it as being a part of a business. So take advantage of these. Don't feel like you are in some way diminished because you leverage these. I wholeheartedly endorse these, and hope you find that helpful and insightful, and you will pursue that a little bit further. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our next letter and next phrase in the alphabet as we continue our series on entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.